million of us consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. These are definitely some numbers you want to think about, and this has been a public service message from WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
And we had a great block there, Evan. 91.5, it is WMFO Medford, Boston. Thank you, Evan, for doing that live one. We haven't done one of those
in quite a while.
It's great to put you on the spot, and I'm going to be thinking about those numbers tonight.
Oh, definitely, when you're putting 10 drinks back tonight, right?
Yeah.
Go figure.
Wow, while I'm home safely.
What a Prince tribute we got going on, by the way. Those are four great songs. Who would have thought Prince either had some sort of collaboration, he wrote it, or he produced it. We had Vanity 6 in there. That was one of his personal pet projects. What a great block we had. We had Bonnie and Clyde by Beyonce featuring the one and only Jay-Z. Talk about going back in time,
coming back to
new in time.
Bringing them both together.
Oh, of course. Couldn't forget Jungle Love by Morris Day and the Time, though. And you know, You had to set that off. But you know what? We ended that with Martika, Love Thy Will Be Done. Hey, you know who Martika was, by the way, before she was a singer?
No.
Do you know her song before that, by the way?
No, I don't.
No?
Tell me.
Toy Soldier? No?
Toy Soldier.
So anyways,
okay.
Martika was one of those child stars who started on one of these TV shows called Kids Incorporated back in the...
Kids Incorporated.
Yes.
There we go.
It was another one where they had a kids band up on a stage in a restaurant, the whole thing. But not only was Martika the lead singer, the drummer, who was about 10 years old at the time, was Mario Lopez. Go figure. Right? Not only that, but the little blonde girl on there was Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
Was it for real?
Yeah, it was for real. What an all-star band they had going back in the day. Who would have thunk it, right?
And inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. The tweets have been coming in ever since we heard about them. The age of 57, Samuel L. Jackson saying, "I'm crushed, UK, you know, for real, massive loss for us. What a genius speechless." Katy Perry was up on Twitter, and just like that, the world lost a lot of magic. Rest in peace, Prince. Thanks for giving us so much. And just outpouring support wherever you are. We welcome your calls, 617-627-3800. We compiled some of the best music that he's produced. He's helped so many artists.
We created our own compilation.
That's right, Alex. Ready? My compilation. I love him, and this is great. I love coming on after Alex. If you're just tuning in, you have to tune in 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO. Or also tomorrow, by the way, real quick, the Giddy Up is actually doing a special on Prince as well. 2 to 4 here on WMFO. We welcome your calls, 617-627-3800. This is a great edition of The Lounge. WMFO, Medford,
Boston.
average in a day to get through this thing called life. Electric word life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking him how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder.
You're inside the lounge on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Ah, take me away!
Wow. I mean, that special dance mix right then and then alone is a tribute on how amazing Prince was, celebrating just the music and all the amazing block. Stephanie Cardone, oh my goodness.
Really amazing. Really, really amazing. And that he was, and so was the production on this. Great job, Evan, and Mr. Jazz Hands. I only wish that I was there to see how fast your hands were actually flying.
They were.
He could have taken off just like a bird.
Yeah, I could only imagine. In fact, as we speak, I'm trying to dig out my lace fingerless gloves and other things, because not only did Prince influence the music, he also influenced the way people dressed, you know, during the late 70s and 80s. Girls, he started the whole, you know, lingerie and camisole top things and the leather, the lace gloves, and, you know, everybody walked around trying to copy Vanity Six. And it's funny, you played Manic Monday, which was done by the Bengals. That was written by Prince, and if I'm correct, I believe he wrote it for Vanity Six.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They turned it down, and the Bengals took it.
Susanna Hoff certainly did. She jumped all over that song.
Mm-hmm. But there's so many songs, and you guys are actually showcasing that now, his versatility. When You Were Mine was a song that Cyndi Lauper had covered, was off of one of Prince's earlier albums.
And Stephanie,
and
great.
So many things. Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You, was a big hit for her, also written by Prince.
Oh, so many songs. We had Pray by MC Hammer in that set.
Mm-hmm.
You think, think Prince had a pair of those pants that MC Hammer used to wear?
Purple, indeed. He probably did.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Can't forget Sugar Walls. Sheena Easton was in that set. What a great set. And I think we're going to have to find a little Cyndi Lauper for you, Stephanie, in this block.
That's,
I think we're going to get that coming up.
Great, great song. That would be good. That would make me feel a little bit better.
Then for you, anything, my dear. Anything at all. You got it.
I love you guys. They're really killing it tonight. I'm really at home. And it's actually nice to be on this side of the fence where I can actually, you know, not being in the studio and, you know, looking at this and rushing to do that. I'm actually on the other side tonight with my feet up.
There we go.
Listening to it and able to enjoy the work that was put into the blocking, the production, and all the things that people don't realize what goes on to create even 2 or 3 hours of music. So I'm actually able to be on this side of the table this evening and enjoy the superb job you guys did. And I know, you know, being in radio, the level of difficulty. So you guys are banging it out. Great job.
Oh, thanks, Stephanie. We love you, too. You know, you're going to love this block that we got coming up here. You know what, Danny? I think it's time we get right into some more Prince music on this lounge style special.
Absolutely. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Boston.
Hit us up 617-627-3800 for lounge radio show on social media.
take advantage. It's alright. I feel so alive when I'm with you. Come and feel my presence. It's raining tonight. Heaven on earth inside my sugar wall. Let me take it somewhere you've never been.
Yeah, you can order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org today. Did you know that, Danny? What'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
You just cut that right off. Like I was using it as a bed, and you cut it right off in the middle of my PSA.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. So did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? Did you know that, Danny?
I did not know that.
Well, that's right. Going vegetarian saves animals' lives as well as your own. Did you know that, Danny?
I did.
And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty and easy.
Delicious.
And incredibly inexpensive, too.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Very inexpensive.
All right. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you do? Say, just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website or something like that?
What do you do?
No, you go on their website, you fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit. Or you could view the online version that's posted there as well. It'll guide you through the transition to be healthier, happier, and live that longer lasting life that
you gotta do it.
I know you want, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's been everything from recipes to tips on eating out to health information and videos. I know you like those videos, Dan.
Love the vids.
Keep those jazz hands down. But that's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from the people at Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion-loving friends here at WMFO.
You're inside the lounge on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Is that the bed you were talking about, Evan?
I'm done doing PSAs.
Twice during the show, I haven't caught you doing them in quite some time. So I said, instead of having the computer do it, I'm going to put you on the spot and do it. So this is 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Boston.
It is Danny Martinetti. We got alongside
Evan Myers.
And what a tribute we've been doing here for the past hour. Prince and all his music going straight to line one. Hey, Daryl, are you there?
I am here.
Daryl, thank you very much for calling in. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Hey, Prince, you know, what are we going to do? Got to pay tribute to him.
Yeah,
definitely. He's a musical genius.
He definitely was. And Daryl, you're doing a show on Saturday. Tell our listeners about a show that you have on Saturday.
Saturday night, I do a show called The Groove on WSCA 106.1 FM. Streaming live at WSCAFM.org if you want to listen. And we're going to be doing some tribute to Prince. You know what I don't have, Danny? I was looking at it tonight, but I don't have the song. Is, of course, his tribute song, which is Purple Rain. So I'm hoping you can bring that on Saturday.
Absolutely. Anything for you. And I'm looking forward to joining you. And this is the second time I've been up there at the station. And tell every listeners, where is the station located, the call letters and everything else?
WSCA FM 106.1. We're an LP. Which means low power, those who don't know.
There you go, low power.
Low power. We're at 106.1 on the dial, but if you're listening in the Metro Boston area, you probably can't reach it, so you'd want to go to WSCAFM.org. Or you can go on your smartphone and download, Listen Live? I think it's Listen
Tune In.
Live.
And, Tune In,
yeah,
right?
Tune In
app.
Tune In, yeah, and you can search 106.1 WSCA and listen that way.
And we're going to have some fun because I'm definitely going to... I saw you doing Facebook Live. Kudos. Good job, dude. You did a really good job at doing everything and showing the listeners what you do every single week. So we're going to have some fun doing some Facebook Live, right?
Yes, I'm going to see if I can get that up again. I'm not sure where the app is, but I just bounced off of my buddies because it said try now, and I did try now. That was an absolute blast. I had about 10 people online when I did that Facebook Live, which is a really cool tool.
It is. And we're gonna have some fun. And the show starts on Saturday at?
6 p.m. goes to 9 p.m.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I will see you on Saturday night.
Excellent. Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you so much, Daryl. You have a good night.
Later.
Looking forward to going up to New Hampshire on Saturday to join Daryl, and I'm wicked excited!
You're gonna do another Prince special.
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome. You know what? I think we got time for a bunch of more songs, and I think we've got a great song coming up. One off of Paisley Park out, the Paisley Park label. That was Prince's label as well, and I think we got the first band signed to that coming up in just a little while, but we got a couple more classics here from Prince. We got Little Red Corvette.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Boston.
I guess I should know by the way you parked your car sideways. I don't wouldn't last. See, you're the kind of person that believes in making out once. Love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. You had a pocket full of horses. run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby,
it's gonna the gentle autumn breeze that blows whenever we be lying, lying in my bed. The moon appears and disappears. You look at me, my clothes I quickly shed. The curtains dancing in your way. Autumn plays the music, baby. Come on, hold my hand. Leaves are falling for the stretch. Only you and I can wonder. Only you can understand. The sunlight draws a picture through the silky lace that hangs above you. Hangs above your door. A picture that is waving at me seems to be with every thought you. Make me beg for more. That lives and dies in her. Four streams of passion. I want you madly. Can't you tell? Can't you tell? Can't you tell? Can't you tell? Ow! Take me in your arms, oh baby. The crime is done, I'd rather die here in your screams of passion. Oh, hold me now, baby.
Tell me
that you love me.
Is it Sunday
or is it passion?
WMFO Medford.
Boston.
You are listening to The Lounge with me, Evan, and you.
Who's me? Danny Martinetti?
You are Danny Martinetti.
I am, and all hands going crazy.
Oh, yeah, and this is The Lounge's version. This is The Lounge's tribute.
Absolutely.
And to Prince, the one and only.
The one and only Prince, and just the outpouring support, and we're happy to be able to do this.
And we got to thank Stephanie for digging out Screams of Passion by the family.
Yes.
From Paisley Park. That was the first artist signed to Prince's label. Unbelievable. Many, many, many years ago. Man, we're wrapping it up now, Danny. What a great show it's been, though.
It has. And Stephanie has been online. She's been part of the show. She'll be back in action next week. I cannot wait, because she's going to join yours truly with the jazz hands and all. 617-627-3800 is the number to reach us. Gonna go into one. Oh, one more block.
We'll squeeze it right in.
We can. 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Oh, Boston.
I got real bored on a Friday night. I couldn't find a damn thing to do. So I pulled out a suit about the same color as my BMW. I drove to the party and I stepped on in to see what I could see. Everybody knew what I was looking for. I was looking for some company. That's right. You know that.
Yeah.